The Committee on Rules Administration will come to order. We have two late bills, Senator Moa, Senate File 1126.
All right, since there's no chair here, if you don't mind, I just stand and talk to you.
Why don't you pull a chair?
Yeah, no, we can't tell if you're standing.
Now that's, you would love, we should love the other day.
All right.
Senator Moa.
Mr. Chair, members, thank you for accommodating Senate File 1126.
Well, we haven't accommodated it yet.
Well, I understand. I appreciate that. Senate File 1126 is the used deed provision that the Department of Revenue brought to the Tax Committee. There is a provision here about conservation land, and then the rest of the bill, even though it deals with tax forfeited land, deals also with looking at the notification process for the sale of these tax forfeited land at the county level. And so this language needed to go through the Environment Policy Committee, and it needed to go through the Judiciary Committee. So instead of taking the entire tax bill, I asked Ms. Zoff to take the entire provision and turn it into a separate bill. And that's the bill that are trying to move through, with the understanding that once it gets through the Judiciary Committee, we will table the bill, take that language, and then take it to the Tax Conference Committee to make sure that that language gets amended into it. So the bill that you have in front of you was reviewed by the Environment Policy Committee last night. We put a delete everything amendment onto the bill that substantially takes care of all the different stakeholders that had some concerns with this. The Tax Committee is fully informed that this is a process that we're using to address this. The Judiciary Committee will have to take a look at it, and whatever changes that cumulatively has been made, then will get turned into an amendment that will get put on the tax bill. So, just explaining to you why it's like
very
that.
Good. So basically, you're trying, this was a process that cleaned the process up a little bit,
right,
allowed thorough discussion of this issue. Okay, Senator Bach moves. Any questions by members? Senator Bach moves that
the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources chosen for today be adopted, and that the application of Rule 2.03 be waived for subsequent proceedings on this bill in other committees.
I'll make that motion.
Senator Bach's making that.
Conservation.
Chairman, I support the motion, but this was an interesting deal to hear because some of the language is being changed in here. It goes all the way back to like 1941. There's some pretty archaic language that's being modernized.
Okay, we have the Bach motion, and I do think props to Senator Moa and Senator Bach. It was in the tax bill, needed a thorough this process, I think, allows that. So, but it will be handled in the Tax Conference Committee ultimately.
Yes.
Okay, so on the Bach motion, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed,
aye.
Motion
not
carried.
Thank
you, Senator Moa. Good work. Senator Metzen.
Yeah, thank you. This is what we're calling the Minnesota kind of stimulus bill. Does a number of things, but the reason we're here is that it took about 4.5 months for a group of people made up of labor, business, architects, engineers, builders, and the list goes on, and they've literally been working over four months to formulate this thing and to get it right. And it's actually, quite frankly, there's still a little bit more work to do, but it deals with loan guarantees, first-time homeowners incentives, some other housing incentives, and historic preservation tax credits, and two or three more items. But the problem is it just took so darn long to get it together, and seemed like a lot of bipartisan support so far. And
it's on its way to the Finance Committee?
Yes, that's right. We've had two hearings already. The Jobs and Economic Development Committee, a pretty thorough, Senator Bach was there, and I don't know who else in this committee, but Mr. Watson's been a lot of work has been put into this thing, and we think it'll really help jumpstart the economy too.
Is the Finance Committee the last stop? You're not going to the Environment Committee now?
No, there was a little provision in there for the, but we could get by without that, so we took it out. I think the Finance is the last stop for Friday.
Is that your sense?
Is it Friday?
And taxes.
Or taxes.
Finance and taxes.
Finance and taxes.
So we don't need to suspend the rule other than just get this to finance, because we can move bill between finance and taxes, correct? Without it coming back here. Any questions?
Sure.
Senator Sanjo.
Just help me a little bit. I've got 220-78. So.
Well, one's the first and last page.
Oh.
And one's the committee report.
Okay.
So the thicker one is what we're talking about? Typically, we like to put multiple versions in so that if you don't like one, we can offer the other.
Mr. Chair, I like the larger one.
See, I didn't get that long version on this one, just on the other one.
Well, that's because we knew you wouldn't like the long one.
I think I'll take your choice. Just vote yes.
Senator Metzen moves that the committee report from the job Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs be adopted. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. Okay, members, meeting is adjourned. Senator, I think we want to get some of these points, so we'll do a skeleton.
Sure.